Today's shiur is Masechta Erevin, Daf Gimel, and we're going to begin on Daf Beis on the Beis, about 10 lines from the bottom. Yesterday we had learned in the Mishnah that if the Kaira put at the entrance of the Mavi is above 20 Amis, it is possible. And Rav had, according to the Rabbanan, and Rav had explained that the Rabbanan based this on the door of the Heichal in the Beis HaMikdash, which was 20 Amis tall. From there we see, Rav said, that a door cannot be higher than 20 Amis. Ask the Gemara, Rabbanan, I mipischa shel Heichal Gemiri, if they're learning the Halacha, that a door can't be higher than 20 Amis from the opening, the entrance to the Heichal, they should require that the door of the Mavi, that the Mavi would have a door, just like the Heichal had a door. Alamatnan. Then what did we learn in the Mishnah later in Amasechta? Hechsha Mavi, what is required to be able to carry in a Mavi? Beshame Oimrim Lechi V'Kaira. Beshame says that you have to have a Lechi, a side post, the Kaira, and a beam across the opening of the Mavi. Beisel I'm a lechi or Kaira. Beisel say either a lechi or a Kaira is sufficient. But nobody requires doors. So now, if we're using the Heichal as the model, asked the Gemara, then it should have the requirements, it should have to have the same requirements as the Heichal, which had a door, answers the Gemara. Dalsas Heichal, the doors of the Heichal, Litznias Sudavidim, they were only made for privacy, they weren't there as real doors. So, Tosfos asks a question. He doesn't understand the Gemara's Kasha. We also have another place in Tanakh where there was a Pesach, the Pesach of the Mishkan, and the Mishkan had no doors. So we see, asks Tosfos, that you could have a halakhic Pesach without doors. So why is the Gemara asking from the Heichal that you should have to have doors, where in the Mishkan we see that there's a Pesach without doors? So Tosfos says, yes, the Mishkan had no doors. But how high was the entranceway of the Mishkan? 10 Amos. Says Tosfos, the Gemara never thought that if you'll have an entranceway that's only 10 Amos, you should have to have doors. Of course you don't have to have doors, just like the Mishkan didn't have. However, the Gemara is asking, says Tosfos, what's going to be if you have an entranceway of 20 Amos? From where are you saying that that's considered a Pesach? Because you're learning it from the Heichal. If you're learning it from the Heichal, it should have to have doors like the Heichal. Says the Gemara, no. The doors of the Heichal are only there with sneers. Ask the Gemara, continuing with the same vein. And we're going to explain the Gemara's question, that Tosfos explains the question. El Ma'ata, if so, like the Hanalei Tzuras HaPesach. We learned in our Mishnah that when do we have an issue about dimensions? Only if it's there's no Tzuras HaPesach. There's no two side posts and a mashkef on top. But if there's a mashkef, if there's Tzuras HaPesach, then there's no dimensions. Any size is okay. Because the Heichal, Tzuras HaPesach Havala, the Heichal had a Tzuras HaPesach, and a Fila Hacha, and still, Esru Amos to the Revi'ach, it was only 10 Amos wide. Alam Tanan, why do we learn in our Mishnah? Im Yesh Le Tzuras HaPesach, if this opening has the Tzuras HaPesach, if it looks like a doorway, a Fila Shorachva Esru Amos, even if it's 10 Amos wide, Ein Tzarech Lamat, there's no need to make it less. And like Tosfos explains, we learned yesterday that the entrance to the Ulam was 40 Amos high, 20 Amos wide. The entrance to the Heichal was only 20 Amos high and 10 Amos wide. Why, says Tosfos, did the Torah tell us to make different dimensions for the opening of the Heichal to the opening of the Ulam? If the Ulam had such a big opening, shouldn't the Heichal also have the same size opening? It must be because the Torah was trying to teach us a lesson. Look at the Heichal, learn from the Heichal how a door is supposed to look, how a Pesach is supposed to look. Use that as an exact model. What was it there? It was 10 Amos wide, 20 Amos high, and it had its Tzuras HaPesach. So ask the Gemara, anything else should not be considered acceptable. Ask the Gemara, Mida Hutam El Rav. Who was the answer to the Gemara? Who was the one that taught us that we learn from the Heichal? Rav. Hamasna lay Rav Yehuda lechiya by Rav kamei the Rav. Rav Yehuda taught techiya by Rav. Our Mishnah, that the Mishnah said ain't tzarich lamat, that if the opening is wider than 10, you don't have to open it, even if it's wider than 10 amos. If you don't have to make it smaller if it has a tzuris of Pesach. V'amalei, and Rav told him, asnei tzarich lamat, you do have to make it less. Why? Because I'm learning it from the Heichel, and the Heichel, it had 10 amos with its tzuris of Pesach. So we see that its tzuris of Pesach, says Rav, won't help you if it's wider than 10 amos. Why? Because I'm learning it from the Heichel. Continues the Gemara. Elamata, if that's correct, if the Chazal are learning it from the opening of the Heichel, like the Hanalei and Maltra, we're going to learn there's a halacha called a Maltra. A Maltra is, which we'll explain soon, that if on top of the Kaira there is something different, there's something of prominence that draws attention to it, making it noticeable, even if it's higher than 20 amis, then the Kaira is kosher. Now, ask the Gemara. The Heichel, the entrance to the Heichel, a Maltra Havilei, had an Maltra. Vafila Hachi, Esrim Amhu de Gavoya, it was till 20 amis high. The Tanan, Chamish Amasra Shamilas Hayal Gavav, there were 5 prominent beams of oak wood on top of the entrance to the Heichel. Zulamal Mazu, Zulamal Mazu. Each one was higher than the other one, each one protruding a little further than the one below it. Now, again, using Tysus's approach to the Gemara. Tysus explained that really we should have made the opening of the Heichel the same size as the opening of the Ulam. Not just 20 amos high, 40 amos high. We made it, the Chazal told us, the Torah told us to make it 20 amos high to use it as a lesson. This is the way a Pesach is supposed to look if you want it to be kosher. It can't be more than 20 amos high. So there were a Masris. Even though there were a Masris, the Torah is saying it can't be higher than 20. So how come we're saying in our Mishnah, in our Gemara, that if it has these prominent moldings around the door, it could be higher than 20? The Heichel had the moldings and still was only allowed to be 20. Ask the Gemara, V'hai mai tiyufta? What kind of question is this? Dilma ki tanya hi, when was that halacha of a maltris taught? B'ulam tanya. So the way Ritva explains the Gemara, this word Dilma is not the way we usually explain Dilma, maybe. Here Dilma means but. The Gemara is saying, no, there were no amaltris by the Heichel, there were only amaltris by the Ulam. Because if there are amaltris, there is no minimum of 20. Ask the Gemara, V'hai mai kasha. Ask the Gemara, how could you say that the Mishnah, in Masechet Midas, that says that we're amaltris, only refers to the Ulam, not to the Heichel? Dilma, tavnas Heichel ke tavnas Ulam. And again, the word Dilma, says the Ritva, is not the usual definition. Dilma here means, however, doesn't it make sense that the moldings around the Heichel and the moldings around the Ulam were similar? So we're saying there were moldings around the Ulam, there must have been moldings around the Tevel, around the opening of the Ulam, there must have been moldings around the opening of the Heichel. If so, we're back to what we're questioning. How could the Mishnah say the Maltris works? Alama Amar. So now we see that they had prominences. Ask the Gemara, Alama Amar Bela Amarav, Rechava Dalid, if the Kaira is 4 tefachim wide, Afpi Shein Abriya, even if it's not strong enough to support a half brick, Vimyeshla Maltra, and then it has another halacha, that if there's a Maltra, Afil Gavai Yesmas Mama, even if it's higher than 20 amis. Which normally, as we learned in our Mishnah, if it's higher than 20 amis, the Kairis Pasol, here halacha is, Ein Tzarich Lamad, he doesn't have to reduce the height. Now the question is, why don't you have to reduce the height? What if the Heichel had a Maltris and still could only be 20 amis high? So too a Kaira, even if it has a Maltris, should not be higher than 20. Answers the Gemara, Amar Rav Yosef, a maltrimus nisahi. The ruling of a maltrimus, that a kaira that's above 20, if it has a maltrimus, still okay, is not Rav's halacha, but it's a braisa. So we have no problem with Rav. Rav will say that a maltrimus won't work. Ask the Gemara, Maktanila, who's the one that taught us that a maltra works? The braisa. Perhaps this braisa is corrupt, because as we learned many times, not all braises were known to be accurate. Amar Abaya. So Abaya says, how could you question this braisa? V'chom b'rei the rabbi baravu k'tanila. Chom b'rei baravu is the one that taught it to us. V'tehev maltra el t'masnisa. Therefore, even if you'll tell me that a maltra was not taught by Rav, it was only taught in a braisa, still the tikshla Rav, we have a question of Rav. Rav said that a maltra, according to the way Rav is learning and the way we're explaining Rav, and a maltra should not work. Here we have a braisa, and the braisa says that a maltra does work. So how will Rav explain this braisa? Amuch Rav. So Rav responds to you. Dalana mahacha. He says, take me out of the picture. Mesnisin milak shishu adadi. Don't we have a contradiction between the two braises? Yesterday we learned the braisa on the beis of a beis, that the braisa said, the where do we know the dimensions of a kaira from? We know the dimensions of a kaira from an amount. We know it from the heichel. The heichel. So it's not just me that's saying it. It's a braisa. And this braisa, obviously, is not learning from the Heichel, because this braisa is saying that a maltra would work. And according to that braisa, a maltra shouldn't work. Elmayas l'chumaymer, how do you have to reconcile these two contradictory braises? Tanoihi, that there's a machlokes tanoim. The first braisa is going to say that we're going to learn it strictly from a Heichel, and even the maltra won't work. The second braisa obviously disagrees. Says Rav, I too will say it's a machloikis tanoim, and I'm going to paskin like the braisa, like the first braisa from that base on the base. Rav Nachma Yitzchak has a whole different approach to our Gemara. Beloy Rav, if not for Rav, braises are hadadi lokashin. Masnisa hadadi lokashin. The two braises will not be contradictory. Rabbanan kairu tamamai. Why did Chazal tell us that if a kairu should not be higher than 20 amos? Mishima kairu. We want the kairu to serve as a reminder that a person walking into the house should recognize that there's a kairu, walking into the mavi, should recognize that there's a kairu. And a kaira, according to Chachamim, that's higher than 20 amis, is not sufficiently noticeable to serve as a reminder. But if there's an amatra, it is sufficiently noticeable. V'hadik tani yasmi pisl shalheichel, and that that we learned in the braisa yesterday, that it can't be higher than the opening of the heichel, simane alma, it's merely a reminder. Under normal circumstances, when there aren't things of reminder around the door, then you could only have it up to 20 amos, just like the heichel was 20 amos. So the way most Rishonim explain Rav Nachman ben Yitzchak, the Gemara is that Rav Nachman Yitzchak is introducing an entire new concept to Kaira. He's not saying that it has anything to do with Pesach. Yesterday we explained, the Rav explained, that up to 20 amos it's considered a Pesach, above 20 amos it's considered a breach. Rav Nachman Yitzchak says 20 amos has nothing to do with Pesach. It has to do with Heker. What the Chachamim wanted to do is a Heker. And they told us that up to 20 amos, normally there's a Heker. When it's higher, there is no Heker. Unless there's something that's causing a Heker. What's something that could cause a hecker? That is, if there is an amaltra. Now, Tosis in Masechta Sukkah asks a wonderful question. Our Gemara, and we also learned it yesterday, said that if a sukkah is higher than 20 amos, yamat. But the Gemara says there, that's only if the walls of the sukkah don't reach the schach. But if the walls of the sukkah reach the schach, since the walls go up all the way, then the sukkah is kosher, because I noticed I follow the walls all the way up to the schach, even if the sukkah is higher than 20 amos. So ask Taisus Masech the sukkah, so the halacha should be the same by Mavui. If the Kaira is reaching the walls of the Mavui, even if it's higher, even if the walls are higher than 20 amis, it should still be kosher, because you have the same hecker, just like the Gemara said by Sukkah. So the Meiri answers, you can't compare the walls of a Sukkah to the walls of a Mavui. The walls of a Sukkah, the Meiri says, are all adorned with nice Sukkah. That's why I look at the walls, and if the walls and the schach are touching each other, I'll also notice the schach. However, the walls of a Mavui don't have any nice sukkah on them, and since they don't have any nice sukkah, so even if the kair is touching the Mavui, it wouldn't help. The Rashba says a different teretz. He says schach isn't just one piece of schach; you have to have at least 7 tefachim of schach. So that's why if they touch the wall and you have a decent amount of schach, it's noticeable. However, a kaira is only one strip. It's only one thin piece of wood. So even if it's touching the wall, it's not noticeable. But, says the Rashba, so what's going to be if I have a very long kaira? I won't just have a thin strip. I'll make a kaira that's 7 tefachim long. So shouldn't that have the same halacha as schach? Says the Rashba, yes. Now the Rashba is saying a chiddush, and according to the way we explained the Gemara with Rav Nachman ben Yitzchak, it makes abundant sense. If the kaira is a significant kaira, just like schach, which is 7 tefachim deep, then the kaira, if it touches the walls, so it becomes noticeable. And according to Rav Nachman ben Yitzchak, the point is noticeability, and it'll be a kashra kaira. And the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Rashba, la'aloch la'maisa, that when you have a decent amount of kaira, 7 tefachim, even if it's above 20 amis, if it's touching the walls, it'll be kosher. Ask the Gemara, Rav Nachman ben Yitzchak, Hanicha ilay svir lehadu Rava. His explanation will work if he doesn't agree with what Rava said. We'll see in a minute what Rava said. Eli svir lehadu Rava. But if he will agree with what Rava said, Dama Rava, Ksiv. It says regarding sukkahs, Leman yedu derisechem ki besukkahs hashavti. The point of sitting in sukkahs is that we should remember that we sat in sukkahs when we left Mitzrayim. Therefore, the schachis has to be up to 20 amos, because ad as from amma adam yedei shadav sukkah. If the schach is up to 20 amos, a person realizes he's sitting the sukkah. L'malam as from amma, but if it's higher than 20 amos, ain adam yedei, a person doesn't realize. Mishum d'lo shalta be'ena, his eyes don't see it, unless we said that they're actually touching the walls. Amma gabes sukkah bekeir pligi. So as we said yesterday, the identical mechloikus we had in our Mishnah about the height of a Mavui, if it could be higher or lower than 20 amos, between Chacham and Rabbi Yehuda, we had a Masechta Sukkah regarding the height of a Sukkah. If we're explaining, says, asked the Gemara, that the Pshat by Mavui, by Kaira, is because of Heker, and Rava says a Masechta Sukkah, the Pshat by Schach is also because of Heker. So now the question is, if Flugi B'Tata Lamli, why do we have to have the exact same Achloikis both in Masechta Sukkah and in Masechta Erevin? It's the exact same pshat. Answers the Gemara, Tzricha. We have to have the same achloikas twice. Di Ashmina Gaba Sukkah, if I only had it by Sukkah, I would say, B'Hakam Rabbi Yehuda. That's where Rabbi Yehuda said that if the schach, even if it's higher than 20 amis, it's kosher. Ki even the Lishiva Vida, because since people sit, and while they're sitting, their eyes commonly look up. Shalta be'ena, and even if the schach is higher than 20 amis, I'll notice it. Ava mavi de lehoilach yovit. People don't sit in a mavi; they walk through it. They won't notice the kair in the tap, and therefore I would think Amen ma'idul rabbanan. Rabbi Yehuda agrees with rabbanan that even if it's, it has to be within 20 amis, and the mefarshim say a very nice pshat. They say that looks like this. Osun la'odim shi'yahalich b'kayim z'kufa. When a person walks, he's not allowed to walk with his head up. So, in the sukkah, a person's sitting. When you're sitting, there is no problem of walking with your head up. So you could lift your head up and see the schach, no matter how high it is. However, in a mavi, people don't sit. It's an alleyway that people pass through. And you're not allowed to walk with your head up. And the Mishnah Berurah says from here, you see, you're not allowed to even walk less than 10 amos, dalet amos, even less than 4 amos with your head up. So since you're not allowed to walk even with less than 4 amos with your head up, you'll never notice the kohen on top. Continues the Gemara. If we only would have learned this by Kaira, I would say only in the case of Kaira do Chazal tell us that it's possible when it's less than, when it's higher than 20 amos. In the case that tzchach that's higher than 20 amos, maybe they agree to Rabbi Yehuda that it's noticeable even when it's higher than 20 amos. That's why tzricha, it was necessary for the Mishnah to tell us the machlokes both in Masechta Sukkah and in Masechta Erevin. Ask the Gemara, my amaltra. Before we said that an amaltra works, ask the Gemara, what is an, exactly an amaltra? Rechama b'rei de Rava Barava Makini. They had like bird's nest engraved around the doors of the Keichel. Kios Rav Dimama, Amri b'marava, they said in Etzrol, Paski da'arza. They were cedar poles. Says the Gemara, Man da Omer, Paski da'arzi. According to the Man da Omer, it says that there were beams made out of cedar, that's already considered noticeable. Kol Shken Kini. Certainly, poles, which are less, if poles are noticeable, birds' nests, which are more noticeable, are certainly going to work. Mandam Makini, but according to Mandam, it says it was birds' nest, only birds' nests are noticeable, and that's why it will be kosher if the kaira is higher than 20 amos. Apaska da arzi, loy. Ask the Gemara, Mandam and Paska da arzi, my tama. According to Mandam, it says there was just beams. Why is it enough? Because since it had a considerable length, so it drew attention. Ask the Gemara of a sukkah, the nafish mashri. A schach on a sukkah is also at least 7 tefachim long. The kamei rabbanon loy, and still Chazal said that it has to be within 20 amos. Elkim de choshev, since the beams that the molding that these beams were used in the Heicho were choshev, they were very significant. It's the color they become well known and they're prominent, and that's why they draw attention and they're considered an adequate hector. Now the Mefarshim say, ask a question. There's a din, leisita l'cha shera, that you're not allowed to plant trees in the Beis HaMikdash. So how could they put on these beams? According to the Ma'anam, there was beams. Isn't that leisita l'cha shera? So a few answers are given. One answer is that the din of leisita l'cha shera is only when it's planted. Here it wasn't planted. It was only built in. Another Torah says the leisita l'cha shera is only when the tree is standing vertical. And here it was laying in a horizontal position. And a third is it was built into the wall. It wasn't protruding from the wall. And that's why it's kosher. There are two more shayos that we have to ask la'alocha l'maisa. We're learning now that our mantra is a hecker and it'll work. Now, what's going to be the halacha if you have an opening wider than 10 amos? You made a lechi, so we said that it won't work. It's in our Mishnah. Will an almasra work when it's wider than 10 amos? The Chazon Ish says that when it's wider than 10 amos, an almasra won't work. Why? He says because once you have an opening wider than 10 amos, it's considered a pirtza. And a pirtza, nothing helps for. Another question that the Paiskim ask is what's going to be the halacha by a sukkah? Well, we're saying that a sukkah is not allowed to be higher than 20 amos. So, as we just explained, that the tzchach should be noticeable. What's going to be the halacha if we make an amalsra, if we make molding on the next to the tzchach? Will we say that just like it works by a kaira, will it also work by schach. Continues the Gemara. Mixes kaira b'taych esrim, or mixes kaira l'malam esrim. If part of the kaira is below 20 amis, and part of it is above 20 amis. Mixes schach b'taych esrim, or if you have a situation where part of the schach is within 20 amis, or mixes schach l'malam esrim, and part of the schach is higher than 20 amis. What's going to be the halacha? Amar Rava, so Rava paskins, b'mavui, regarding a kaira will be kasher, b'sukkah, possum. By a sukkah will be possum. Ask the Gemara immediately. Why by mavi do I say that if part of the kaira is within the 20 amis, even though part of it is above the 20 amis, it's kasher? They mean a kolish. We say, thin it out. We do not view the area of the kaira that's higher than 20 amis. We only look at the area that's below it. So say the Gemara, sukkah nami lema kolish. So why not say the same thing by the sukkah? Say that the part that's below 20 amis, that's above 20 amis, is as if it's halachically not there. Answers the Gemara, e kalshus, if you're going to say thin it out, have lecham samaru mitzilsa. The schach would be one where the sun is greater than the shade, which is pasul schach. So there are two approaches in Taisvis. We're going to follow the second approach in Taisvis because that's the approach that most Rishonim follow. Here we have a sukkah with schach. But if I only relied on the schach that's below 20 amis, I don't have enough schach. The schach is chamsa merubah mitzil, so it's going to be too thin. And such schach is posel. I'm relying on the schach. I have to rely on the schach that's above 20 amis. So says the Gemara, you're saying the same thing by the mavui. Hachanami. Ikalshus, if you're taking off the part of the kaira that's higher than 20 amis, have like kaira nitalis beruach. You're going to be left with a kaira that can be dislodged by a wind, and which is not a kosher kaira. Ela karchach, what do you have to say? That Kalshus tells us two things. Thin out the tap, but nasa kishvudin shlamatris. The part that's left, we don't look at it as simple wood, which will be a very thin wood if we take off the top part of it. We're going to say it's like pieces of metal. Hachnami, here too, al karchet nasis, tzilsa merubah mechamsa. We should say that even though I'm disregarding the part above 20 amis, I should still say that I have more shade than sun. So the way the Rishonim explained the Gemara, it's beautiful. Schach, if I use kosher schach, I use kosher bamboo sticks, and I put it at higher than 20 amis, the schach itself is kosher schach. There's nothing wrong with the schach. The only problem with that schach is where the schach is. But if the halacha tells us that we can make believe that something is there, abpi kolish, or by saying that something that's wood is really metal, say the same thing here, that the schach that's above the 20 amis, since it lemaisa is kosher schach, should support the part that's below it, which is kosher schach, and make it be tzolzim aruba mechamsa. Says the Gemara, you're right. If we went with lomdus, there's no reason to differentiate between sukkah and kaira. However, the reason we do differentiate, Amar Rav Mipanskia, sukkah del yachidhi, sukkah is only used by individuals, loy mitker. And the person, if he has part of the schach below 20 amis, and part of the schach above 20 amis, if for some reason that the schach that's below 20 amis gets lost, and now I only have schach that's above 20 amis, the person will not recognize, and that's why he'll be left without a kosher sukkah. However, mavi de l'rabim, a mavi that's used by a rabim, mitkri adadi, they'll pay attention to make sure that none of the kaira that's below 20 amos, that you always have kaira that's at least partially below 20 amos. Ravina gives a different reason. Sukkah de raisa, the loch of sukkah is a hukkah de raisa, that's why achmi rabbonin, chazawa machmer. Mavi is only the rabbonin, and that's why achmi by rabbonin. Rava bar Masna, Masna l'hod shmeitzer de Rava ipcha. Rava Masna learned Rava's psak just the opposite. Am a Rava b'mavi posel in a mavi, if the schach is in a mavi, if the kair is partially below 20 amos and partially above 20 amos, it's posel. B'sukkah it's kosher. Ask the Gemara, Masna the sukkah the kshera. Why am I saying by sukkah it's kosher? This is really partially a repetition. The mina kolish. We only look at the schach that's below the 20 amos, not at the schach that's above 20 amos. Ask the Mavi Nami Lei Mekolush. So say the exact same thing by Mavi. Look only at the kar that's below 20 amos, not at the kar that's above 20 amos. Answer the Gemara. E Kalshus. If you're going to do that, have a kar on the Tals Baruch. You're going to have a kar that's going to be too thin, that can be moved by the wind, and it's not a kosher kar. Says the Gemara, Hakinami, so say the same thing by the schach. E Kalshus, if you're going to take off the upper part of the schach, you're going to be left just with a little schach, which will be chamsim rum so more sun than shade, which is pasul schach. El akarch, what do you have to say? Nasat silsim rum mecham. So we do consider, even though it's in an area that's a pasul area, but since it's kosher schach, as we explained earlier, it can help to make the sukkah kosher and be considered tzilsim rubim chamsa. Hachanami, say the same thing about the kaira. Even if the upper part of the kaira is above 20 amis, it should be good enough to nasa kishvun shemachas to strengthen the part that's below the 20 amis, that it should be strong enough. Says the Gemara, Amra Parabi Paskia, sukkah del yachad hu rami nafshi mitka. A sukkah which is meant for the use of an individual. So every individual wants to make sure that his sukkah is kosher, and he'll make sure that none of, that there's always schach below 20 amos. Mavui del Rabbi Hu, but the mavui which is made for many people, samcha adodi, everybody relies on the other. For lemitgrin, they won't remember to make sure that part of the kari remains below 20 amos. The amri inshi, because people say kederi de beshutvi, a pat that is that's in charge of two cooks, lechamira v'loy krira, it's never hot, it's never cold. So usually the world explains pshat k'derei d'beishut lo chamir v'lo kriri, that if you have two pats, if you have a pat cooked with two chefs, it's not hot, it's not cold, because one person likes it hot, one person likes it cold. The Mashal said it's different. When you have many people, everybody relies on the other one. He says he should take care of it, and the other one says the other person should take care of it, and it doesn't get ever taken care of. That's why by Mavi we have to be machmer, and by Sukkah we don't have to be machmer. The Mefarshim explain Kedera de Beishutfi like Kirir v'le Chamira de Benish Chai explains like this. We learned in Masech the Shabbos that two people that do a Malacha together, Midarais is not Chayiv, but Midarabonim de Chayiv. Kedera de Beishutfi, if you have a pot cooked by two people like Kirir v'le Chamira, it's not very hot, there is no Issa de Raisa, but like Kirir, it's not very cold because there is an Issa de Rabbonim. Another pshat that I saw in Kedera de Beishutfi like Kirir v'le Chamira is an attitude how partners should work together. Kedera de Beishutfi, if you have two people that are shutfim, it's not always easy to get along with a partner. Lachamimi, you shouldn't be too hot. You shouldn't always react strongly if your partner does something that doesn't satisfy you. But v'lai kariri, you shouldn't be too cold and completely rely on the other person either. You should take a balanced approach. Ravina Amar Ravina says a different reason why we're machmer by mavui and makel by sukkah. Sukkah deraisa, sukkah which is a halacha deraisa, like by chizik. We didn't need to reinforce it because people are careful with deraisa dinim. Mavui derabonon, however, mavui which is a din derabonon, by chizik requires a chizik that people should make sure that they don't become lax in it. Continues the Gemara. My havala, what is the halacha? What's the halacha if part of the schach is below 20 amos and part of it is above? Part of the kair is below 20 amos, part of it is above. Rabbi of Ula Amazev is apostle. Both cases are apostle. Rav Amazev is a kosher, both cases are kosher. Why? Because halal sukkah tanan. What Chazal wanted is that the hollow space, the interior of the sukkah, should be 20 amos. Halal movi tanan. Chazal wanted that the Mavi's interior should be 20 amos and not more. And in both of these cases, if the schach is within 20 amos or the kair is within 20 mavis, we have such an interior. Amalei Rapapa L'Rava Tanya the Mesailach. There's a brice that backs that up. Mavi Shigvoy Mesram Amma Yoisim Pesvishal Heichel. If the opening of the Mavi is higher than 20 amos, which is higher than the entrance of the Heichel, you're mad. We have to make it lower. For Heichel Gufa, what was the entranceway? What was the interior of the entranceway of the Heichel? Esrim. So we see that we go after the interior. How does somebody make a kaira for his entranceway, Menayach Kairah Misfas Esmeral Mata, he has to put a Kairah from 20 Amos and lower. So we see that the whole Kairah has to be within 20 Amos, not like Rav Papa said, that as long as the interior is 20 Amos, the Kairah could be higher. Answered the Gemara, Eimel Amala. Say that it means that above, that the Kairah should be above 20 Amos, the interior should not be more than 20 Amos. Says the Gemara, how could you say that? For Lamatik Tani, the Braisa says below, which means that the Kairah itself has to be within 20 Amos. Answered the Gemara, this is teaching us a different din. Hakamashman Dalmatik Kalamala. The halacha is that there's a limit to how low a mavi could be, just like how high a mavi could be. Mala mala chalola esrim. Just like we speak about the 20 amma maximum, that means the entire interior cannot be more than 20 amas. Af chalola lamata nesara. So too, regarding the 10 tefach minimum of a kaira, the halacha is the minimum interior of the Mavui has to be at least 10 tefachim. And the halacha will be, the Mishnah Brewer says, that what's going to be the halacha if part of the kairah is within 10 tefachim and then the rest of the kairah is above 10 tefachim, it'll be possible. Why? Because a mavui that's less than 10 tefachim tall is not a mavui. A mavui has to be 10 tefachim. However, by kairah, that's above 20 amis, as long as the interior is not higher than 20 amis, it'll be a kashura mavi, and the kairah will be okay. Amar Rabbi Mishmed Rav Nachman, amas sukkah v'amas mavi, the amma that we use to measure by sukkah, and the amma that we use to measure by a mavi, ba'amma b'schamisha, the amma is an amma made up of 5 tefachim. Amas klayim, but the amma that we use to measure by klayim, which we'll explain soon, ba'amma b'shisha, is an amma of 6 tefachim. Says the Gemara, amas mavi ba'amma b'schamisha, we just said that the amma that's used to measure a mavi, we use the amma which is 5 tefachim long, l'mayach, regarding what halacha, l'goiva, it's regarding the height, that the maximum height of a kairah we said is 20 amas. Now the question is, how do we look at that amma? Do we say it's an amma of 6 tefachim, so it would be 20 times 6, which would be 120 tefachim, or it's 20 times 5, which is 100 tefachim. So we say it's a 20 times 5, so it's a chumrah. It's only 100 tefachim high, your mavi's interior, not higher. Or the purchase of mavi, regarding the maximum allowable breach in the wall of a mavi, which we learned in the Mishnah, it's 10 amas. Again, is it 60 tefachim or 50 tefachim? So we're saying it only could be 50 tefachim. Says the Gemara, but we're trying to say that we should always go l'chumrah. There's a halacha that we're going to learn later, that the minimum length of a mavi to be considered a halachic mavi, where a lechi or a kairah or the other halachas apply, it has to be at least 4 amas long. Here saying that I'm using 5 tefach amma is a kula, because as soon as it's 20 tefachim deep, it'll already be considered a mavi. It won't have to be 24 tefachim deep. And so the Gemara command on barba tefachim. Rav Nachman is going to hold like the man, the Omer, that a mavi doesn't have to be 4 amas deep, it has to just be 4 tefachim deep. So therefore, Rav Nachman is not a kula. V'ibay same in other terrors, ba'arba amas. There, the halacha is taka arba amas. And there, the halacha will be that you use of 6 tefach amma, not a 5 tefach amma, because we want to go l'chumra. V'rayv amas kamar. Just what Rav Nachman says is that most situations using a 5 tefach amma by mavui will teach us a chumrah, because there are 3 halachas we're learning regarding mavui. Regarding the height, we're using a 5 tefach amma as a chumrah. Regarding the width opening, we're using a 5 tefach amma as a chumrah. And regarding the depth, regarding the height and the opening, it's a chumrah. That's 2 places. Regarding the depth, it's a kula. So we go with the roif. Continues the Gemara. Am a sukkah, but am a bas chamish l'mayach. So Rav Nachman said that when we measure the sukkah, we use an amma that's a 5 tefach amma regarding one halacha. Says the Gemara l'goiva, regarding the height, which we've been learning that the sukkah can't be higher than 20 ammas. Again, we'll say it's a 5 amma tefach, which will give us only 100 tefachim, not 6 tefach amma, which will give us 120. L'doif and akuma. There's a halacha of doifen and akuma by sukkah, which means that generally the schach has to touch the walls or come very close to the walls. If there's a gap of 3 tefachim between the wall and the schach, the sukkah is possible. However, if the gap is not open, but rather it's filled up with material that is not kosher for schach, then there's a halacha mi'amash mi'sinai that if even 4 amas of unsuitable material will not disqualify the sukkah, if there's even up to 4 amas of unsuitable material between the schach and the wall. Here again, using a 5 tefach amma is a chumrah versus using a 6 tefach amma. So we use the 5 tefach amma. Ask the Gemara again, but using the 5 tefach amma could teach us also a kula. Vikam meshach sukkah, regarding the depth of the sukkah. The ba'arba amas, that the minimum of the sukkah has to be 4 amas. And here, by saying it's a 5 tefach amma, I'm learning a kula, because I only have to have a sukkah of 20 tefachim to be kosher, not 24 tefachim. The Tanya, Rabbi Oyma Ani, kol sukkah she'en by dalar amas, any sukkah which is not dalar by dalar amas, possible. So how could you say that I'm learning that I should use a 5 tefach amma, because I want to teach a chumrah? Using a 5 tefach amma by sukkah could teach us a kula. So answer the Gemara, he's going to pass from Kerabonin. The Amr Afila, Eimachzek, is El Roisha Ruba Vishulchanoi, that even if the sukkah is only large enough to contain somebody's head, the larger part of his body, and his table, which is 7 tefachim, it's kosher. So therefore, this halacha has nothing to do with tefachim and amas. We will hold like Rebbe. And a sukkah does have 4 amas. I have a sukkah has to have 4 amas by saying that I'm going to use a 5 tefach amma, I'm going to be learning a kula. And so the Gemara of Rav Amas Kama. Rav Nachman means most situations using a 5 tefach amma by sukkah will be a chumrah. What are most situations? Regarding the height and regarding doifen akuma. But yes, in one situation it will be a kula, regarding the dimensions, the width and the length of dalet al dalet, and there Rav Nachman will agree that we use the 6 tefach amma, but that's the minority situation. Then Rav Nachman said that amas kloyim ba amma bas shisha, that when we measure kloyim, we use an amma of 6 tefachim. Ask the Gemara regarding which halachas was this said, lekarachas akelim lemechayel akerim. As the Gemara explains, the Tanan, karachas akerim. What is considered a karachas akerim? Beshamei oimrim esrim va'arba amas, 24 amas, or beshahel oimrim Sheshes Ramas. Obeis Hillel says 16 Amas. The Gemara explained in a moment what a Karachas Akerim is. Mechayel Akerim, how much is the Mechayel Akerim? Beshamei Oimrim Sheshes Ramas, 16 Amas. Obeis Hillel Oimrim Shteimes Ramas, 12 Amas. Explains the Gemara. A is a Karachas Akerim. What exactly is a Karachas Akerim? Kerim Shechar V'Mitzuyosai. That if you have a vineyard, where climb means that you're not allowed to bring another type of growth into it. If in the middle of a vineyard you want to plant something else, so according to Beis Shammai, you have to have a minimum of 24 amas. Why? First of all, the halach is, and this Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel agree to under all circumstances, the kerem needs an area next to it of 4 amas as a work area. So if I have a vineyard on top, let's view a picture. We have a vineyard, empty space, karachas is a bald spot, and then another kerem. So the top part and the bottom part each need 4 amas. That's already 8. Now the question is, how much do you need in the middle? According to Beis Shammai says that the minimum significant area is 8 amas. And that 8 amas has to be split into 2 sections, because if it's not 2 sections, we'll say that each area is just subordinate to the vineyard that it's next to. So I have to have 2 times 8 is 16. So if I take the 2 work areas of 2 times 4 and the 2 new significant areas, each being 8, which is 16, 16 plus 8 give me 24. Beis Hillel only hold that a significant area is 4. So I have to have two significant areas. So that's 4 plus 4 is 8. And then the two work areas, which is another 4 plus 4, which gives me a total of 16, 8 plus 8. A mechayla kerem is different. Eizek rach is a kerem. Again, something where kerem shekharim tzuyansoy. Ein shem sheses or amis. If there's no 16 amis, lo yavi zer l'sham. You're not allowed to bring a different type of growth, according to Beis Hillel. Ha yisham sheses or amma. If there's 16 amis, nois like a vedasoy. Each part of the vineyard gets its 4 amis, as we explained. Bezorais amis, and the rest in the middle could be planted. Ve'ez mechal kerem. What's mechal kerem? Mechal kerem is now where you have a vineyard on both sides of the area where you want to plant it. On one side is a vineyard, on the other side is a wall. So again, everybody will agree that the wall, that you need a work area next to the vineyard, and you need a wall support area next to the wall. And that is always going to be 4 amos. So you have to, we start with a minimum of 4. But here, since we only have a vineyard on one side of the area that I'm bringing the new planting to, so I only have to have the size, one significant size. According to Beis Shammai, we explained the significant size is 8. So we have the 4 wall support area, the 4 work area, plus the 4, plus the 8 significant planting area, which gives us a total of 16. Beis Hillel ever said that the minimum significant area is only 4. So I have the 4 wall support area, the 4 work area next to the vineyard is 8, and then we only need another 4 for the new seed area, which is already considered significant, which will give us 12. Vezim Mechal Kerem, they Kerem together, you want to bring a new thing between, not two vineyards, rather between a vineyard and the wall. Ein Shem Shtei Mesrei Amma, if there aren't 12 Ammas, Lo Yavi Zel Hashem, you know I bring Zera. Hay Shem Shtei Mesrei Amma, Vezim Mechal says of the 12 Ammas, Nois Lekedei Vedasai, give the vineyard to 4 amos, give the wall its 4 amos, Bezeres Hashar, and plant 4 amos in between them. Ask the Gemara, but so why are we using that? And here says Rav Nachman, I'm going to use the 6th Tefach Amma because I want to have to give the Chumrah teaches us to use a larger Amma. Ask the Gemara, Ikarit Sufim, but there's another law. There's a law regarding consecutive rows of wines that if they're within 4 amos of each other, the halacha is that that's considered a vineyard. Now, here, using the 6 tefach amma teaches us a kola, the tanan. Kerem anatua apachs mi'arba amos, a vineyard that's planted in an area less than 4 amos between the rows, reshim and ayma ain't a kerem. It's not considered a kerem. The Chum say it is considered a kerem. I just look at the vines that are crowded in between the other rows as if halachically they're not present. Now, let's figure out according to Reb Shimon, that it's not considered a vineyard if the rows are not separated by a minimum of 4 amos. It's a leniency, it's a kula to use the largest 6 tefach amma, because only if there's a big area in between will still be considered a kerem. So how could Rav Nachman tell us that I should use the 6 tefach amma by klayim? It may come out with a kula. So Gemara says two truths. One teretz says Rabbanan, damer have a kerem. Rav Nachman is going to pass like the Rabbanan, not like Rav Shimon, that the vines in between don't bother me, I just make believe as if they're not there halachically. Be by same loyal Rav Shimon. Rav Nachman will agree with Rav Shimon. But again, v'roiv amos kamer. We learned 3 halachas. One we learned mechayla kerem. One we learned karachas akerem. And then we learned about the kerev ritzufim. Regarding mechayla kerem and karachas akerem, using a 6th tefach amma is a chumrah. Regarding kerem ritzufim, it's a kula. So most situations using 6 is a chumrah. Rav Nachman was referring to the majority of situations.